Okay, today's daf is Baba Kama daf Yud Ches. As we are into the second parak of Ketzer HaRegel, we are on Amid Beis, Baba Kama Yud Zayin Amid Beis, by the two dots. We are into the sugyas of Tsroros. Amar Rava, two dots. Kol Shebizav Tameh, Ben Ezekin Mishalim Nezek Shalim. Anytime that a Zav would make something Tameh, by Nezekin you pay Nezek Shalim. Kol Shebizav Tahar, Ben Ezekin Mishalim Chatzi Nezek. Any time that a Zav would not be able to be Matame something, and it will still be Tahar, so in that type of touching, you would pay Chatzi Nezek by Nezek. So what does that mean? So if a Zav directly touches something, or a Zav sits on something, then he's Matame it. Right? That's Zav is one of the Avos HaToma, Zav or a Zava, and they create a Mishkav HaZav, or a Moshav HaZav, or a Merkav HaZav. As we mentioned in the past, one of the exceptions to the rule, usually Tuma is transmitted, and the Tuma goes down. If an Av touches something, then whatever it touches becomes a Rishon. A Rishon makes a Sheni makes a Shlishi when it comes to Truma, and a Shlishi can make a Revi when it comes to Kachim. Usually it always goes down a level. But there are at least two exceptions to the rule where the Tuma goes across. It does not go down, but it goes across. One of them is right here. Mishkav HaZav, or Moshav HaZav, or Merkav HaZav, all of those where Zav sits on something so that directly, so then that it becomes an Av as well. The other exception we had on Dav Beis, on Mabez and Tosfos, here, Baba Kama, and that was Cherev Hariyu Kachalo. Cherev Hariyu Kachalo, where a Cherev touches a corpse, so the Cherev itself might become Aviyavo Satuma. So it stays on the same level. So says the Rava, so anytime if a Zav would be Metame something, right, Rashi says Negiya Mamish, so then that's Nezek Shalim, because that's direct Nezek. But if it's Bizav Tahar, which means it's indirect, right, like Rashi again quotes Zarek Chayfetz Al Ha'adam, if a Zav throws something onto a person, then that person does not become Tamei Machmas Mishkav HaZav, and just like Nezikin, so too Tsroros, right, Nezikin Tsroros by Nezikin is an indirect, like throwing, and therefore he is going to be Tahar. That's Rava's statement. Rava Tsroros also, is it Hezek She'eno Nikar? If it's, well, Hezek, if it's Tuma, by the Hezek, let's say if it's not, it is Nikar. Let's say the pebble goes and damages something and breaks it. That's Nikar. Right, that's the parallel case, that it was a throw, but it was a Nikar case. Mm-hmm. So Rava Tsroros also Lashvino, and ask the Gemara. So what is Rava teaching us? Tsroros. You just think of Tsroros? We know Tsroros already. We know Tsroros is Alach HaMosh B'Sinai. We know Tsroros from the previous Brisa. So what's the Chiddush of Rava? Lo, Rava, Egla, Mosheches, Bekaron, Kamashmalan. No, Rava is teaching us about an Egla, Mosheches, Bekaron. What does that mean? If you have a cow that's pulling a wagon and the Zav is in it. So if that wagon goes over a Kli, so then the Kli is Tameh. Right, that machmas mishkav medras hazav, and by nezikin nami, if a cow that's pulling a wagon goes over kalim, is kagufei dami, and that's not like tsroros. Right, that's the chiddush of Rava, as Rashi explains. Even though he's not directly touching it, but if he's sitting on a wagon that goes over right over the kalim, so then it's going to be tummy, and that would not be considered tsroros. Okay, tsroros is only if where it is thrown out, if it's nizrak in another direction, but if it's actual, even if it's not actual touching, but if it's through a wagon, that's good enough. That's Rava's chiddush. We mentioned also B'shem Mavara Lichtenstein in the Sefer Zichron Arav. You know, how does it not go down a level? Mishkav HaZav. Now, usually, you would think that everything goes down a level. Why doesn't this go down a level? And also, it's interesting that the Gemara in Shabbos tells us that Mishkav HaZav only applies to something that's usually sat on, right? A wagon, a chair, a pillow, a bed. But something if a Zav sits on a book. So that book is only a Rishon. That's not an Av. It doesn't go to the same level. So Rav Lichtenstein explained that because usually Tumah just goes, there's a Metame and there's a Nitma. It's direct that Tumah is transferred. By Mishkav HaZav, the Torah's Bechadish is that there's no transfer of Tumah. There's no Metame and Nitma. It's just that when a Zav sits on something, now that item is labeled as a Mishkav HaZav. That's it. And it's only something that's a Mishkav that's usually sat on. Once it's a Mishkav HaZav, then the Torah's Metame and said, oh, a Mishkav HaZav is an Av HaTumah. So really, there's no metame. If there's a metame and a nitma, so then it has to go down. That's the rules of Tumentara. But what about this exception, Mishkav HaZav? There's no metame. It's not that the Zav is metame. The Zav is a creator. The Zav is a magdir. It defines what it's sitting on as a Mishkav HaZav, or a Merkav HaZav. And Mamela, the Torah says, oh, a Merkav HaZav is Avatoma. Just like the Torah says, 10 things are an Avatoma. So this is one of the Avos HaToma. Okay. Tosfos here discusses whether there's any other exceptions to this rule. Tosfos assumes there is. And Tosfos says in Kol Ein Zeh HaKlal Dafka, is not a Dafka Klal by the Zav. There are other exceptions to the rule. Other Rishonim try to fit the exceptions into the rule, but that's a discussion. Tani Gavasi de Rava, right during the Gemara. A brayso that supports Rava. Behema mu'edus l'shaber b'derech hilucha. Behema is a mu'ed to break as it walks. That's regel. Ketzad behema shenechus l'chatzar nizak. A behema that goes to chatzar nizak, where regel is chayiv. V'hizika begufa derech hilucha, and it damages with its body. U'besara derech hilucha, with its hair. B'ukav shaleha b'shalav shaleha, or any of the accoutrements of the animal. U'bepermia shebefio, with its bit. U'bezuk shabasavar, with a bell around its neck. V'chamor b'maso'o, the egla mosheches b'karo, and mishali mezek shalem. So it's the last one that's important for us. The egla, the calf pulling the karon, yuhay zedek shalem, right, that is chai, that's not sroros, that's just regular regel, like Rava said, it's like kol shebezav tamei. Tana Rabbanan, continuing the tzoros discussions, Tana Golem shoyim mechatzdin bechevel dli, v'nifzak hachevel v'nishbar dli, chickens that are pecking at the rope that is attached to a pail, and the rope breaks, and then the dli, the pail breaks, b'shal b'nezak shalim. So, well, for that case, one has to pay nezak shalim, right, because that is direct. That's considered direct. That's not considered sroros. Boy Rava, what about this case? Darsa al hakli v'lo shavarto. Let's say somebody tramples on a kli and does not break it, but v'niskalkel amokam achav v'nishbar. But then it rolls to another place, and then it breaks there. So mahu. So the animal didn't break it, but the animal caused the kli to go to another place, and then it broke. So how do you define this act? Basar me'ikara azlina, do you go by the beginning of the act? And we say, v'gufehu, and we say that's gufe, meaning that's not sroros. The animal moved the actual kli. It didn't break right away, but we would define it as direct contact. O dilma, basar tavermana azlina, or do we say that no, it goes after tavermana, you go after when it broke, and when did it break? It was separated from the animal. And if it's sroros, then this would be defined as sroros. And that's the question. Do you go basar meikara or basar tavermana? And tifsho le mi derava, and we try to prove this from the following statement of Rabba. Sorry, Rava asked the question, and Rabba's going to answer. Dama Rabba, because Rabba says, a much talked about case, which we'll talk a little bit about, zarak li mi rosh agag, let's say I throw your vase from the top of the roof, uba achev shavro, and then on its way down, somebody else has a baseball bat and smashes it on its way down. So who's chayiv? It's going to break anyway. It was falling down from the roof, but I went before it broke and smashed it with a baseball bat. So uba achev shavro b'makel, I broke it with a stick, patur. So the one who actually broke it is patur. Why? Damrina le, because we say to him, mana tvir tavar, you broke a broken kli. It was going to break anyway. So therefore, the one who broke it is patur. The one who threw it, Rashi says, ha mishabro, right, patra mishabro, v'chayev azorik, right, the one who broke it is patra, the one who threw it is chayev. So what do you see from there? You don't look at the place where the actual hezek was done, but you look at the original place, right, the basar meikara azlina, right, so here, you go by the thrower, the moment that he threw it, it was already basically on its way to be broken, so therefore, that proves Rava's case also, where a kli that the animal pushed rolled away and then broke, so you go basar meikara, because you already view the results as being in the past. So that is the suggestion of the Gemara. So the Gemara says, L'Rabba pshita le l'Rabba mi boile. You're right, that's what Rabba says, but Rabba's not so sure. Rabba knew that it was, he albat mana tvir tavar, but Rabba wasn't sure. Rabba wasn't sure, basar meikara, or basar mana tvir tavar. So things get started with Tosfos here. Zorak kli mirosh agag, says Tosfos. Nira, the imzarak even ochets al kli. What happens if you didn't throw the kli off the roof, but if somebody's vase was on the floor and you threw a rock from the roof and it was going to land on the kli? Any difference? Any difference in that case? Whether you throw the guy's kli, it's going to break out at the window, or the kli's on the floor and you throw a rock and you threw it onto the kli? Says Tosfos, big difference. Big difference. Nira, the imzarak even ochets al kli. If you threw a rock or an arrow on the kli. Uba acher v'kadam v'shibro, and somebody else, before the rock came down, somebody else smashed it when it was on the floor. Pshita dechayiv. The breaker there is chayiv, not the thrower. V'lo shayach kan mona tzvira tavar. And it is not shach to say there, you broke a broken kli. Why? De azlina, Tosfos doesn't really give a svara. He gives a proof, but not really such a svara. De azlina nami hacha basar meikara, because if you say in that case, where you throw the rock out the window, you also go after meikara, and it's like you broke a broken kli. The guy who on the bottom broke a broken kli, said, you know what? Lo mishkachas bitzroros chati nezek. You'll never have a case of tzroros. Because what's a case of tzroros? A rock shoots out from under my animal's leg, and it breaks the kli over there. But if you say when you throw the rock, like you throw the rock out the window, it's already considered basar meikara, that there's never a case of tzroros. It's just like mana, it's meikara azlina. That's kocho. That's not called kocho. Right? So Tes Tosfos, you have to say that if you throw the rock out the window, that is not mana tvira tavar. Right, you don't say there that right, he broke a broken kli. You have to say there that the actual breaker is a chayev. So that's what Tosfos says, the proof is because you wouldn't have a case of tzroros. And then he adds the svara pshutahi lachalik beitzori gamer lozori kli b'atzmo. And it's a svara pshuta to be machalik. Tosfos, it's so obvious, he doesn't even say what it is. Right, that's so obvious. So what is the svara pshuta? What is the svara pshuta? So the chidushi talmid harashba v'harash, which is a one of the Rishonim on Baba Kama. So he argues with Tosfos, but first he quotes Tosfos and he says, "Yesh Befarshim, the Dafka Bezorik Akli Baatzmo, Avol Zorik Evan Al Akli L'Shabro V'Kadam Achim V'Shabro Hasheni Hasheni Chayev Arisho Pater." Why? Shaharishon Lo Asa Klum BeGuf Akli. The Rishon didn't do anything but Guf Akli. If you don't do anything but Guf Akli, that's not going to be called, you know, you broke it. Right? You put it into certain actions, into motion that it's going to break. But because you didn't do an act of guf hakli, says the Talmud Rashi of Arash, so then that's the difference. He, by the way, the Talmud Rashi of Arash, though, argues. He argues on Tosfos. He has to work out tzroros. He says, "Ve'enam z'yashiv al alev." I don't understand that. The sof sof mana tvira tavar. What's the difference if you touch guf hakli or not? That's the suggestion he made for Tosfos. Umali zorek hakli atzmo, mali zorek evan al hakli. What's the difference? Elanira ba'unami pshita l'rabba d'sheni pater. Right, I think, says the Talmud Rashi of Arash, that even if you throw a rock out the window, the mishaber is going to be putter. Daslina basar meikara. You go up to the beginning. Ay vachite meikain tsraros. What about tsraros? If that's true, then what's the difference between throwing a rock out your window and a rock being kicked up by your animal and shooting a kli? So lav kushi, that's not a problem. Tehilchos gemira lo. No, that's goof with the halacha of Moshe Misinai. The afagav, the igal meimer zil basar meikara. Even though you should say that, afilu achi lo l'shayim alachatzin ezek. It's regel. Regel, but it's still correct. You might be mechalal between shor and adam amazik. Okay, well we'll get to more of that tomorrow about the show, what in Rishus Arabim, where the nezek takes place. Okay. That's an afkamino, whether manet tzvira tavar. Okay. Okay, that might be a difference, right? There might be uniquenesses to Adam, but still, in this case, all the Rishonim seem to be comparing it. We'll have to see if anybody makes that distinction. And that's what he says, sir, as you have to say this, that's part of the Halacha Moshe B'Sinai, that you are going to be Pater. What else could you say for Tosfos? Tosfos is Chilik. So at least two other options given. In the Chidushi Ho'ili Mimechit, I haven't used him in a while. Ho'ili Mimechit, so he suggests, for Palachek, he suggests in Sibim Nemches, the following is the difference. V'hezberhu, to bezore kli min hagag, hare eino yachol lehishtamish ba'akli, b'shasha kli ba'avir. What is the mechayev of hezek when you do something that makes the kli unusable anymore? When is the kli unusable? So when you throw the kli down off the roof, the very first second it's not usable anymore. You will never be able to use this kli. It's finished. Right? Right? Only once it comes down. And therefore, if somebody else comes and breaks it, it's pater. Aval, k'shezorei cheso even, al gabi kli. But if you throw a rock out, did you make the kli unusable at the first second? It's still usable. V'akli munach v'aretz, hari akli shalem. It's a full kli. V'terem shigia cheso even, until the rock gets there, it's a complete kli. You know what its destiny is, but it's a complete kli. Yechon l'shtami shem kli, you could use it. L'fichach, k'sheba acher v'kadem v'shivro, ha'chayev, because I'm only going to be chayev for the later moment. I'm going to be chayev, right, if nothing happens. But only at T2, not at T1. So if you break it in the middle, so it's going to be your fault. It's going to be your fault, and therefore, I'm not going to be responsible. So that's, we have the Talmud Rashi of Arash. Do you do a Maisa B'Gufa Kli or not? Number two, have you taken away Hishtamshus of the Kli? That's the Ili Mimechit. And number three, a third idea suggested by another one of the Achronim, the Knesset Zagdola, right? What's the Kasav? Shek Shezore Kli Vadei Sheyishaver. Maybe the difference is just the Vada'us of what's going to happen. If you throw a kli off the roof, it's going to break. There's no way it's going to fall on a pillow. Yeah, lechor or not. Well, even if it does, it's probably the pressure is going to break it. Uve pran kli eitz ocheres hachalashim. But lachin, right when you throw it, it's shavur. Alshim sofo avadai. Ulam bezrikas chetz ein hechruch shachin yishavur akli. It's not as vadai. Shemelo kiven karoi. Who knows how good aim this person has? Maybe he didn't was mechavi karoi. But yelach achetz letzadim. Or afilu yifka shemelo shlicha b'koach chazak. Maybe it's only not gonna break it as much. So again, maybe in terms of the vada'us of what's going to happen, one can be mechalek as well. Okay, either way, it's three different approaches of what the svara pshuta is of Tosas. The other issue discussed here in the Rishonim, and that is based on a question of the Rush later on in the second parak where this comes up, and that is, why isn't the person who, let's say you throw the kli down, or you throw the kli down and then somebody comes and breaks it. So if you look at Rashi later on, before you see the Rush, Rashi later on in Daf Chafaf has a different shot of what he says here. Here Rashi quotes, somebody, A, throws, right, Reuven's kli. Shimon throws it down, Levi breaks it. But if you look at Rashi, Daf Chafaf and Mabei, you know what Rashi says the case is the Baal HaKli threw it, Merosh HaGag. Zarak, like five lines to the bottom on Rashi, Chafaf and Mabei, Zarak Baal HaKli, Kli Merosh HaGag, Patr Zesha Shibru B'makel, Kodesh Yerasa Shere Sofali Shaber. The one who breaks it is going to be Pater. So he asks the Rush over there, but of course he's going to be Pater. What do you need the reason for of Mana Tvira Tavar? There's an even more fundamental reason. Why is he going to be Pater? Why? He's after it. It's what's called an Aveda Midas. Right? If I throw something into the fire, so it's basically I'm after it. So he asks the Rush there in the second paragraph, Simen Tev Zayin, Veloni Hira, the Milsa de Pshita he the Pater, Habashaber, the Aveda Midasi. The ode, and if that's the case where the owner threw it down, how can our Gemara here prove anything about Mana Tzvira Tavar? You can say he's Pater because it was an Aveda Midas. So Hilkach Mazarko Acher Mari, you have to say that somebody else threw it down, not the owner. So that's what the Rush argues there. But what do you do with that Rashi over there? Daf Chaf Avma Beis. Okay, different than Rashi here. Rashi here says it's an Acher. So how do you get out of that case? What's the difference between a regular Aveda Midas and this case? So some Achronim say maybe he holds like the Rambam. The Rambam holds that Aveda Midas is all there is there's no Chiyuv Hashava, but it still belongs to the person. Okay, it's a big sugi in Eilu Metzius, which hopefully we'll get to one day. But so maybe Aveda Midas doesn't mean it's not yours anymore. It just means I have no obligation to return it to you. But I'm not allowed to, it's still yours, it's still connected to you. That's one idea suggested for the Rambam. The Nesivus has a different pshat. The Nesivus says that the Aveda Midas. If you break it, you don't have a chiyuv to return it. Meaning, let's say, right,
I don't have to return something to you, but if I break it, I owe you
right,
the
value.
Right,
there's no mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda. There are certain cases where you're pater from Hashavas Aveda, but, you know, if I break it, let's say a zakin venal fikfodo, right? So the Gemara says, he doesn't have to go return the Aveda. But if he goes and smashes it, he's going to be chayiv, because it still belongs to the other person. I just don't have a chiyuv Hashava. A second answer that Tziva suggested, Simon Reis Samach Aleph, is that this is not an Aveda Midas. Arguing on the Rush, you know why? Because other people have the responsibility to try to save it. Which is kind of the opposite of what we just said. Other people have a responsibility to save it. So maybe that's why it's not a regular case of Aveda Midas. Okay, that's some Achronim. But then comes the Brisker Rav. What does the Brisker Rav say? And then we'll move on. Next Gemara. This is where much of the excitement is on today's daf. That's why we're spending some time here. Quotes our Gemara. And he quotes, the Griz quotes his father, Reb Chaim. He says, I don't understand. Why don't you just say, it's a avuda mimenu mikal adam, derachman asharyeh. Vahanira lomar vazeh, says the Brisker Rav. Tehine yisoda heter shal avuda mimenu mikal adam, hu mizeh midin hafka'a. When is the heter of avuda, and therefore doesn't have to be returned? When there's a hafka, when there's a total severance of the connection between the kli and the owner. The hufka hachevas mirushas bailov. Im dafka midin yeish. Im hud mishim zeres akasev. To avida atma mafki mirushas bailam. Somehow, whether it's a svar or zeres akasev, when there's a total separation between the owner and the kli. Aval ha da al kal panim. The yisod adin is it's the heter. So avudim menem kavatim uzed din afka mirushas bailam. Fine. Ashal afizen nireh. So therefore, it appears, says the Brisker Rav, the lo shayach hatera da avuda. If there's a total severance, but if there is still a slight connection of the owner to the object, then you don't say the avuda kicks in. So when he throws this down, the shards are still going to be there. As we said, the shards are still worth something. Remember, we had the Gemara on Daf Yud Aleph. We had Ain Shamin or Shamin. Whether you evaluate the shards or not, you have to give back a new thing. But either way, the shards have value. So you're right. He smashed his kli, but he didn't totally. He wasn't mafkarit. The shards would still be his. Lefize bizar kli mirosh agag im ach yesh b'hacharisin miksa shivui halo embanu ladun v'linyan charisim hatzman halo heim shel bailim. They still belong to the owner. Right? The inu, he did something silly with his object. He broke it, but it's still his. The inu halo havin avudu me'olam. Not like you threw it into the sea. Throw it into the sea, you're never going to get it back. It's finished. But here, you throw it out to the ground, there's still shards are going to have to solve some value. So therefore, there's no total hafka'a of break between the owner and the object, and therefore, this is not a regular case of avudu midas. Basically, what all three answers have in common is you have to explain why this case is not in the case of avudu midas. There is still some connection to the owner. Okay, so that's the Brisker Rav, that's the Nesivus, and others. But now we move on. Tashma, second to last line. So we're still trying to figure out the answer to the question of, right, because we said, fine, Rabba knows it, what about Rava? The question of, do you go after, right, if my animal kicks a kli and it goes somewhere else and then it gets broken, is that called, do you go basar meikara, or do you go after basar, the shas of the nezek? So Tashma, hidus einemud, v'yishem reizemud, to machlokas and nebraisa, whether hidus, when a chicken is jumping around, whether that's a muad or not. So we're going to have, I think, two or three tries on today's daf. What is that machlokas about? So hidus akadaitach, jumping around, of course, jumping around is normal for a chicken. He jumps around, so why wouldn't that be a muad? Elalaf hidus vehitis. Oh, the question is hidus vehitis. What does that mean? Rashi, last line. Shegilgil hakliber kidaso. The chicken was dancing around, and then it caused the kli to roll to a different place and break. So b'hakamiflegin, maybe this is gufar machlokas. Tamar savar basar meikara azlinan, ubar savar basar tavarman azlinan. Do you go after meikara, and therefore this would be a regular case of nezek shalem? Or do you go after tavarmana, and then it would be tzroret chati nezek? So the Gemara answer is lo. Behit is not, the machlokas is not about Rava's question, but the case is a case of tzroros. Lo, behit is tzroros, ubaplukta, the sumchas rabbanan kemiflegin. And the machlokas is goofy about sumchas and the rabbanan. Like we had yesterday, sumchas does not hold of the halacha moshe b'sinai of chati nezek tzroros, and that's goofy what the machlokas is here about, so no proof. Tashma, let's try again. Tanagolon, shayim mechatadin bechevel deli, atar the chickens that are pecking at the rope of the pail, v'nifsak achevel v'nishbar adli, and the rope breaks, the rope snaps, and the pail breaks. Mishalman ezek shalem. So you see that ezek shalem, because we assume at this point that it was a direct cause of the biting of the rope caused the pail to break. So shmamina basar meikara azlinan. So you see basar meikara, you go after meikara, because it just touched the rope, the chicken touched the rope, and then the pail broke. We are assuming here the for some reason, which the Mefarshim pointed out, that the rope and the pail, even though they're attached, they're considered somewhat indirect. Even though that's the Ahava Mina here to figure out why that is, but that's the assumption of the Gemara. Answers the Gemara, Tergum Achevel. No, you know, when it says Nezek Shalem, it's not about the pail, it's about the rope. You have to pay Nezek Shalem on the rope. I have Achevel Mishunu. What do you mean? If an animal eats a Chevel, isn't that strange? That's Mishunu. So the Gemara answers, Demos Belisha. No, it's caked in dough. It's a rope that's caked in dough, so that's normal for the animal to try to peck at it. But for Hanishbar Kdiliktani, so but still, how can you say you're chayef for the chevel? It says the pail broke. Doesn't that seem to be the important line? We're talking about the chiv of the delis. The Gemara answers, you're right. Ella sumchasi. So you're right. What it's a regular we're talking about the chiv for the chevel, and we're talking about sumchas, shita sumchas. And Rashi says, really, everybody holds basar tavar mana azlinan. Really, you go by Tavarmana, you don't go by Meikar, but this is defined as a case of Tsroros, and it's a case, and it's like Sumchis, Tavar Tsroros, Nezek Shalem, Mishalim. So it's a case of Tsroros, but it's like Sumchis, Nezek Shalem. E Sumchis, if it's Sumchis, what about the next line? Ema Seifa, Nitas Bimenu, Shever, Vinnafala Kliacher. What happens if the pail that broke, right, a piece of it flies out again, and then breaks another kli, vishavra, and breaks it, so al-harishim, so nezek shalem, on the first one, he pays nezek shalem, that was regular tsroros, in the way that we're learning now, v'yala achron, after I break the first kli, and then after my pail breaks the first kli, and then it goes out, it breaks another kli, v'yala achron, shalem chatzi nezek, that's chatzi nezek. And remember, we just said we're learning this within sumchis. So vi sumchis, and if we're within sumchis, mi is the chatzi nezek? Does sumchas have any chati nezek? even a step removed. And if you want to say yes, he does. Shani lele sumchis be nezek kocho lekoach kocho. Sumchis agrees kocho to koach kocho, as this is formulated by some of the mafarshim right on the on Tamar's daf. Also, maybe sumchis has halacha moshe misina, but just in a different form. He has it as koach kocho, not kocho. His sroro safchati nezek is koach kocho. So if you want to say that's true, that he makes a difference between regular kocho of an animal, where a rock shoots out, and koach kocho, where there's another step involved, v'yela hadabai Ravashi, but Ravashi himself asked that question on tomorrow's daf. Koach kocho lusumchis kekocho dami alo, kekocho dami. So if that's true, so tifshalei, why doesn't he prove it from here? Delav kekocho dami. Why is it, if you say that here, sumchis would agree, chati nezek.
Ravashi was an Amora, right?
Ravashi was an Amora. But why didn't he prove it? That's the question.
Ravashi
knew all the Tana'itic evidence, right? So that's the Gemara's question. Right. If this is the real pshat of this Mishnah, so Ravashi shouldn't have asked the question. Or the Ravashi should have used this as an answer. That's the question. The Gemara asks it all the time. How could the Gemara, what do you mean this question? You try to prove it from a Mishnah, you try to prove it from a Braisa. So if he asked this question, so if it's so, if this is Shita Sumchis, then this is clear. Sumchis holds Chatzi Nezek by Koach Kocho. So why did the Gemara prove it from here? So Elalav Rabbanan he. So it must be okay, rejected. It must be the Rabbanan. Go back to what we said before. It's the sheet of the Rabbanan. If that's true, then we go back to our original proof. Shmamina basame ikara azlinan. Must be you go basame ikara after it shoots out, because you're high for the pail, which wasn't direct. So it must be it's considered meikara. So aren't we back to the proof? So answer the Gemara, maybe it's not a proof. Amra bibarabaya de kaazil mine mine. Maybe the whole case is not a case where you broke the rope and then the pail went somewhere else, but he ripped the rope, but then he kept pushing the pail with his body until it broke. So therefore, it was a direct case. It's not a case of tsroros, and therefore, there's no raya from this case. A couple of points. First of all, the Shita B'Kubetza says that this whole question of Rav Ashi about koach kocho is only a shaila in sumchis. According to the Rabbanan, it's vaday, there's no chilek. That's what Rav Ashi. Al Rabbanan de Sumchis de Islu Hilchas de Tzoros Chatzi Nezek Pshiti le Rav Ashi de Inchal ben Koach Echal Lekochos Harbe. Dako Chatzi Nezek. Once the Torah is Mechadesh that this normal act of Regel is only Chayev Chatzi Nezek, so you're not going to get lower than that. That's not going to go down. Sorry.
Indirect.
Right. It could be right. It's not. You're saying zero. So you're saying, I don't know, the Gemara is assuming that once this is a Chiddush, that, well, this relates to it. Did we mention this yesterday? I don't know if we mentioned this yesterday. So that's why you're not going to, you wouldn't go down. The Gemara is assuming, according to the Shita, that there wouldn't be any Chiluk. Once the Torah is Mechadesh, that an indirect act is Chayev Chatzi Nezek, so then it's going to be Chayev Chatzi Nezek no matter what, even if there's another step involved. While the only question is in Sumchis. Okay, and as I said, the Rosh explains this, but Ayav Ravashi is, does he have the Halacha Moshe Misinai somewhat, or does he reject it totally? There's a question about the Psakim of the Rif here, which the Rashba points out as Stira. The Rif quotes Rabba's statement from before, and that is if you throw the Kli off the roof and it breaks, so the one who breaks it, the baseball bat man, is Pater. Meaning, what does that show? Basar Me'ikara Azlinan. In the case where you throw the kli off the roof, so the guy who threw it is chayiv. That's one psak the Rif says. But then the Rif also paskins like Rav Bibi, right over here. De kazil mine mine. Why does he dafka have that ukimta? That it has to be that the animal is still pushing it. Mashmah, if the animal wouldn't still be pushing it, he wouldn't be chayiv. So you wouldn't say basa meikar azlinan. He asked the Rashba, Kashin Adadi. So how do you put the two Rifs together? You throw the kli off the roof, you're going to be the one who threw it is going to be chayiv. But by the animal, right, you have to keep, he quotes the Ukipta, you have to keep pushing it. But if you just, the pail would shoot out, you wouldn't say Basar Meikar. What do you mean? That was the Gemara was trying to prove that. Would have been fine according to the Rif. V'nira li, says the Rashba, Shaharav Zal Pirish Dehadar Rav Bibi Lav L'tchiyah Ba'alma Amra Ela B'davka Amra. No, this is the Rav Bibi, you have to say Rav Bibi. Why? Dekol She'enu Poel Begufo Enu Elet Sroros. Similar to what the Talmud Rashba Rush said before, if you don't do an act begufo, it's only tsroros. The kiva dektani mishalim nezek shalim al karchenu degufo nogeya begufo sheldli. You have to say that in order for something to be considered basa meikara, you still have to physically start the hezek, and therefore if they didn't touch the hezek, meaning if it was just the rope and not the pail, it wouldn't be good enough. And that's in the footnotes on the Rashba. He quotes the question we mentioned before. Why isn't the pail and the rope considered one thing?
Why is it considered one object? He doesn't really have a... He tries to have an answer, but...
Nobody answers that. It's not just the Avami, it's the Maskana.
Right, right.
It's an attempt to say, hey, wait a minute, that's not Zoros at all, they're connected.
Right, right. It's a question. It's a question why the Gemara assumes that.
Hello.
But the Gemara assumes that the... Maybe it's not... there's still some leeway between what... I don't know. He doesn't know how long the rope is. Doesn't even say how long the rope is.
Yeah,
either way,
connected.
That's...
Where do you draw the line?
Right, right. That's the assumption. The assumption of the Gemara. We're going to get to later on about a pail being stuck on the foot of a chicken. We're going to talk about whether that's Sroros,
if
whether that's...
If the chicken pushed the pail off the roof and it broke, there's no question that's not Sroros.
So we'll see. We'll see. We'll see when we get to it.
Right.
Okay, let's continue. So, Bai Rava, Chatzi Nezek Sroros, Migufo Mishalim, O Mihaldiyah Mishalim. Says Rava, Chatzi Nezek Sroros. So we know Chatzi Nezek. But what type of payment is that? Is that Migufo, or is that Me'aliyah? Migufo Mishalim, Delo Ashkechan Chatzi Nezek, De Mishalim Me'aliyah. Do we say that's a Migufo? Which means, again, that you don't pay more than what the Mazik himself is worth, because you never find Chatzi Nezek that pays Min Ha'aliyah, because the only other Chatzi Nezek is Karen. O Dilma Me'aliyah Mishalim, Delo Ashkechan Ke'urche, De Mishalim Migufo. There's no regel that pays Migufo, so therefore, you'd have to pay... min aliyah. Meaning, is it a function of the amount paid? Chatzi nezek determines, so chatzi nezek goes migufo. Or is it a function of the category of hezek? The category of hezek is regel, and therefore you are going to say that it's going to be min aliyah. That's the question. Reb Chaim points out, again, this is a Reb Chaim that we have to mention at least 5 to 10 times in this Pesachta. Reb Chaim in the Grach HaLashas, Ibn Reishchav Beis, quotes, the shiny shibud hashor. The whole idea of migufo is a different type of shibud than anywhere else in halacha. Different type of shibud. Dahainu shibud shechal al hashor mikol shibudim da'alma. What's the difference? B'chol shibudim da'alma chal mikodim chiyav akarkafta da'gavra. If I lend you money, then your stuff is meshubit to me. But first, you are meshubit to me. It starts off as a chov as gavra, and then it expands to your property. You owe me something, and it expands to your property. It's chal on the shore. That's how you have this concept of migufo. Why shouldn't you be able to pay more than migufo? Because the shibud starts off from the shore.
And Karen.
What?
Karen.
If it's in cases of at least migufo, at least Karen, at least Karen.
But in Shen and Regel, it's Me'aliyah.
Correct. So we'll have to see. So Lechora, he's talking about Karen Migufo, and he says that's why later on we're going to have a Daf Lamed Gimel, the concept of Yuchlat Hashor, where the Nizek might be able to take the Mazik itself, like we spoke about earlier a little bit, and he quotes other Rayas, but that's Reb Chaim Schiddush. We'll quote other Rayas if we have time after, but the Shibud of Hashor, at least let's quote, at least for Karen Migufo purposes, that's a different type of Shibud. Tashma, so what's the halacha? So does Soros pay Migufo, does Soros pay Min Ha'aliyah? Tashma, he does any muad v'yishem ha'reze muad. Same price we quoted before. He does laka daitach. Elalav, he does v'hitus. He does, of course, is normal. What's the machlokas? So it must be no. He does and hitus. We're jumped around and something shot out. V'haka miflagi. Manda amar ein muad. The one who says not a muad. What do they really mean by that? Ksavar migufa mishalim. It means it's not like a regular case of muad, which pays min aliyah, but it's ein muad. He pay migufo. In that case, it's tsroros. Manda amar muad. Ksavar min aliyah mishalim. And the one who says no muad. No, he quotes it's because min aliyah mishalim. That's what he means by muad. The Gemara answers low, but look at the simple rabbanu kamiflagi. Maybe the machlokas is not about min aliyah, min gufo, or it's gufo about sroros. Whether sroros is nezek shalim or chatzi nezek. Next try, tashma mishnah later on. Hakelev shenotol charara v'halach l'gadish. A dog takes a charara. What's a charara? It's something edible, but attached to it is a burning coal. Let's say it's like a cookie, but on the other side of the cookie is a burning coal. So the dog takes this in his mouth, and he goes to a gadish, he goes to a haystack, v'achal charar v'hitlik as a gadish, and he eats the cookie, but he puts the coal down onto the haystack. So ala charar mishalim nezek shalem, for the cookie he pays nezek shalem, because he ate it. That's shein, regular. V'ala gadish mishalim chatzi nezek, but for the gadish he pays chatzi nezek. My time, a why, la mishalim david leit sroros, isn't it sroros? Because he didn't actually, right, damage the haystack, it was through, it wasn't direct, therefore that would be a case of sroros. V'tani Allah, and we have a brisa about that mishnah. Mishalim chatzi nezek migufo. That's a raya. It's a case of sroros. He paid migufo. So isn't that a proof? So we're going to go back 3 or 4 times. Proof, disproof, proof, disproof. So right now, proof. Right, you prove from there it's sroros migufo. Now disproof. V'tisbra, is that really true? L'Rebbe Lazar nezek shalim migufo miashkachan. Right, Rabbi Lazar argues on that case. Rabbi Lazar says you'd pay Nezek Shalem on the Gaddish. Rabbi Nachmanel says, I don't know where this Rabbi Lazar is, but the Megora assumes there's a Rabbi Lazar out there that holds you pay a Nezek Shalem on the Gaddish. So, do you ever pay Nezek Shalem Migufei? Could you ever have that? So, you can't say the case is a case of a regular case of Sroros. Ela Kigon, Deshoni Bahaba Gacheles. It must be that you did some type of Shinui with this Gacheles, Shani Begacheles, and Rashi says the case of Sroros Shashina by Enka Mifugi. The Machlokas here, the issue here is a case of Sroros, but it's really it turns into a case of Karen because he did something strange with it. And how does Rabbi Lazar say Nezek Shalem? Rabbi Lazar Savala Krabi Tarfon. He was like a Tarfon to Amar who said, Boshuna Karen Bechatzer and Nezek Shalem de Meshalem. Right, you pay Nezek Shalem in for Karen in Rishus HaNizak. So, no proof. The case is not a regular case of Sroros, which would prove Migufo. The case turns into a case of Karen. And that's why you would pay me Gufo. Period. So now the Gemara says one back. Valohi, no. We're going to knock out the disproof. We're going to keep the proof. Valohi, my time on Mukhazlok Rabbi Tarfon. Why were you forced to say that the Mishnah is like Rabbi Tarfon? Mishum Nezek Shalem. You're bothered by the Nezek Shalem because you can't have a Nezek Shalem, which is me Gufo. No, your blood is over Kesumchis. Why can't he just hold like Sumchis? The Amr Tzroa is Nezek Shalem Mishalem. Why can't he hold like Sumchis? And that's why he says Nezek Shalem. Ah, you're bothered by the Migufa element? V'sava like Rabbi Yehuda, but it'll also hold like Rabbi Yehuda. The Amr who says later on, Tzad Tomis Bimkoma Omedes. Discussion later on. When a Tam becomes a Muad, after the three times, so now he has to pay Nezek Shalem. But Rabbi Yehuda holds that half of that Nezek Shalem still pays Migufa. The Tzad Tam doesn't leave its spot. Bimkoma Omedes. So maybe that's what it means here. Rabbi Lazar would say, you know what Migufo means? At least on that half. It was always Migufo, so it continues to be Migufo. V'chigtani Migufo Tzad Tamus. So that's what Migufo means, period. So therefore, we do have a proof. The case of that Mishnah of the Gaddish is a regular case of Tzroros. Rabbi Lazar holds like Sumchis, who holds Nezek Shalem, but it's still Migufo because it holds like Rabbi Yehuda, that it's going on the Tzad Tamus. Next, no proof. Amarle, we're going to knock out the proof. Amarle, Rav Sama, Breed, Rav Ashi, Ravina. One second. Amar, the Shamas, Leder, Rabbi Yehuda, Betaman, Asem, Muad. When does Rabbi Yehuda say that you could pay Migufo on the Chatzi Nezek? If you have something that paid Chatzi Nezek and then turned into Nezek Shalem. So we say the original Chatzi Nezek, which always paid Migufo, still pays Migufo. That's what Rabbi Yehuda says. But what are we talking about here? We're talking about Sumchis. Sumchis holds you pay Nezek Shalem. So what, you can say half of the Nezek Shalem? This never paid me Gufo. B'mun mitchilaso, misham eslay. Do you ever have, you think Rabbi Yehuda Shita, you can have it by something that starts off as Nezek Shalem? No, you only have it by a time that switched into a Muad. So, knock out the proof. Okay, next. Ella, now we're trying to keep the proof. Ella, Kikam, Rabbi Lazar, Nezek Shalem, another try. Again, really, it's a case of Sroros, in the case of the Gaddish. Right? Because that's what we want it to be. We want it to be a case of Sroros, and we say that's a case of Migufo on Sroros. The problem was Rabbi Lazar Shitu, who holds Nezek Shalem. So why does he pay Nezek Shalem? Right? Nezek Shalem could go into Iyayid. Oh, it's a case where it happened three times. So that's why he paid Nezek Shalem, because he became a Muad. And what's Gufo the Machlokas Tanoim then? Mar Savar Yesh Hadol at Sroros, Umar Savar Ein Hadol at Sroros. The Machlokas is, is there Ha'adah on Sroros? If Sroros happens three times, this is a question which we're going to deal with also tomorrow. If Sroros happens three times and the Balaam is warned about it, does that turn into Nezek Shalem? That's a machlokas. Maybe that's the machlokas here. But really, what do we prove, though? We proved Sroros pays me Gufo. That's what the Mishnah, that's what the Brisa says about the Mishnah. So the Gemara says 1 minute. Ela hadabai Rabba Yesha Dalat Sroros or Ein Hadalat Sroros. Rabba had the question about that. Similar like we said about Ravashi before. Rabba had the whole Shiloh about it. But why do you have the Shiloh? Ela Rabbanan Ein Hadalat Sroros. Ela Rabbalat Sroros Yesha Dalat Sroros. That's goof for this machlokas tanaim. So again, what was Rava's? Rava knew this discussion. So what was his question? So Amalecha Rava, I'll tell you why I still had the question. The proof is going to stand right now. But I'll tell you why I had the question. Kik mi bayli lididi aliba derabanan. The pligalei de sumchis. My whole question was in the Rabbanan, who hold of Chatzi Nezek. So then the question is there ha'adah which will make it turn into Nezek Shalem? Aval hacha. Bein Rabbanan, Bein Rabbalazar, Kesumchis Sfira Lahu. To Amr Tzorah, Nezek Shalem, Mishalem. No, here, everybody's agreeing to Sumchis. My question wasn't in Sumchis, whether there's Hadah for Sumchis. No, my whole question was only within the Rabbanan. The Gemara says 1 minute. Within the Rabbanan, but the Tanakhama said you pay Chatzi Nezek. So what do you mean we're in Sumchis? But tell me, my Amr Rabbanan Chatzi Nezek. If everybody holds like Sumchis, what kind of Chatzi Nezek is there? Again, what did we just suggest? the Mishnah about the Gaddish and the dog and the Charara. We know there's a Machlokas Tanaim there. The Tanakam holds Chatzi Nezek on the Gaddish, and Rabbi Elazar holds Nezek Shalem on the Gaddish. What is that Machlokas about? We've had a few options so far. So what's the latest option? The latest option is they're arguing about Yesh Hadal Etzoros or Ein Hadal Etzoros. If it happens three times, does he turn into a Muad? So we said, but what do you mean? Rabbi had a question about that. No, Rabbi's question was only within the Rabbanan. This is all Sumchas. What do you mean? If it's Sumchas, how can they be a Shita that says Chatzi Nezek? So the Gemara answers, Deshani Veloi Yayid. Really, Rashi explains, we're talking about a case of Tsroros Beshinui. So even Sumchis, who holds regular Tsroros, is Nezek Shalem. But if there's a Shinui, he would agree, Chatzi Nezek. Veloi Yayid, Ubiplukta, to Rabbi Tarfon of Rabbanan Kemiflagi. And really, the Machlokas is about Rabbi Tarfon and the Rabbanan. Rabbi Tarfon holds Keren in Rosh Hashanah Nizak as Nezek Shalem. That's Rabbi Elazar Shita. And the Rabbanan hold, no, Keren even in Rosh Hashanah Nizak is Chatzi Nezek. So that's the machlokas. It's a case of Tsroros Bishinui. So again, we knock out the proof. It's not a regular case of Tsroros, so you can't prove anything about regular Tsroros Migufa. But now it says the Gemara. Aim or the Shamas Lady Rabbi Tarfa Nezek Shalem. So what did we just say? The whole issue now is the Rabbi Tarfan issue. Keren Bershus HaNizak. Is that Nezek Shalem or Chatzi Nezek? But how did we describe this Mishnah? We described it that everybody gives Migufo. So now we say, 1 minute, when does Rabbi Tarfan say, what is Rabbi Tarfon's chiddush in Rosh Hashanah Nezek Nezek Shalem? Migufo Mishamis Leit? Does he also hold Migufo? You pay Nezek Shalem, but does he say Migufo? So Gemara says, yeah, in. He agrees to Migufo. Just because he switches to Nezek Shalem doesn't mean he goes to Minha Aliyah. He keeps the Migufo element. How do you know? Mehechi Maisila, what's Rabbi Tarfon's whole Svara? We never mentioned this before. The Gemara is going to say it later on. What's Rabbi Tarfon's whole Svara? Why Karen in Rosh Hashanah Nezek pays Nezek Shalem? Mi Karen Bershus Arabim. Right, from Karen in Rishus HaRabim. Just if Karen in Rishus HaRabim pays, while Shane and Regel are totally putter, so if Shane and Regel in Rishus HaNizak pays Nezek Shalem, so surely Karen should pay Nezek Shalem. That was his limud. If Shane and Regel, which are putter in Rishus HaRabim, yet Karen pays Chatzi Nezek in Rishus HaRabim, so Shane and Regel, which are Chayiv, full in Rishus HaNizak, surely Karen should be Chayiv full in Rishus HaNizak. That was Rabbi Tarfon's whole svara. So mehechi ma'isel ami karen rishus harabim. What's the whole makor? His malamed Rabbi Tarfon is karen rishus harabim. So we have the principle dayo lavo min adin lios kenidon. It's enough. Whenever you have a kavachomer, don't go further than your model, than your malamed. So it's enough if your model is karen and karen pays migufo. So to your nilmad in Rishus HaYachid is also only going to be mi gufo. The din of Dayu is going to come up later on in Daf Chaf Hei. The Gemara calls Dayu a din d'oraisa. We're going to get there. We're going to learn out about Miriam and the saras that she got. That's the whole makar on Daf Chaf Hei and Aleph. That is the halacha of Dayu. The svar is given. Maybe we'll talk about it at this time after. One second. Rabbi Tarfon, let's play Dayu. Does Rabbi Tarfon really hold of Dayu? It's a d'oraisa over there, but over there it's not clear whether all the Tanam hold of Dayu. The Gemara says yes. He lest lay Dayo. When does he reject Dayo? Only when Hecha de Mifrach Kal Vachomer. If the whole Kal Vachomer would end up not teaching me anything, so then you don't say the principle of Dayo. You say you can't say it's enough, Dayo, it's enough to learn. If the Kal Vachomer wouldn't teach me anything, then the whole Kal Vachomer would fall away. Hecha de Lomech Kal Vachomer is lay Dayo. Only where the Kal Vachomer would not be totally not teach me anything, then you say Dayo. So what about here? Here, Karen in Rishus HaRabim is teaching me that you pay Nezek Shalem in Rishus HaNizak. So that teaches me something. So to say Dayo, that you only pay me Gufo, that's fine. So he agrees to the principle of Dayo, which is a limitation of the power of a Kal Vachomer, meaning limited to your Malamed. So that's fine, as long as the Kal Vachomer teaches us something. If the Kal Vachomer doesn't teach me anything, so then you wouldn't be able to say the principle of Dayo. Very important Tosas here. Tosas says, so fine, what did Rabbi Tarfon do? He used Kal Vachomer and Dayo. The Kal Vachomer teaches me Nezek Shalem in Rishus HaNizak, and Dayo says, but you keep it at Migufo. He says, Tosas, why don't you say the opposite? Why don't you learn to Rishus HaNizak that you pay Chatzi Nezek min Ha'aliyah? But you have to learn one and reject the other one. So says Tosfos, Eino Dome, you want to have the smaller jump. Going from Chatzi Nezek to Nezek Shalem, that's just quantitative. That's a quantitative larger payment. That's not such a big jump. So that's what we'll take. Going from Migufo to Minha Aliyah, that's a totally qualitatively different change, and that's what we're going to limit it. That's what Tosa says right here. Very important. That's similar, you might have related to what Reb Chaim said before.
Migufo is a different type of shibud. So the chiyamrin and dayol le'inyan migufo lo mishaninan michatin ezek klal. If you say migufo, so you haven't really changed chatin ezek. Mikamosha haya. Elosh anamosif and alav od chatin ezek acher. You're just throwing out another chatin ezek. What's nezek shalem? Two chatin ezeks.
That's an intellectual.
Right.
You ask most people what's a big
correct, but either way, his emphasis is that it's a quantitative leap. Aval I amr dayol chatin ezek akarta le'la gamri michatin ezek. Right, very important. Different qualitative jump from gufa to aliyah. Tosfos Bein Haperetz also here, you want to look at it, a little expanded version, but that's you have to remember this Tosfos for the later Gemaras when we get to the relationships to migufa min aliyah. Tosfos here says it's a qualitative leap.
Would you rather pay $1 million migufa or $500,000
min aliyah? Right.
I'm asking you.
What? Yeah, migufa is always a limit. Migufa is always a limit. Okay, Gufa. Let's just do a few more lines. Gufa. Boy Rava, Yesha Dolat Tsroros or Ina Dolat Tsroros. Like we said before, could Tsroros be, is Tsroros turn into a mu'ud or not? So, look, Karen Medamin Ale, do we compare it to Karen, which can turn into a mu'ud? Olo Dimo Tod de Regel. It's a Tod de Regel. Regel never changes. So, this is Chatzin Ezek originally, so it stays Chatzin Ezek. So, we'll get back to that. Maybe question a little bit more tomorrow at the beginning. Tashma, because Rashi really has two deos. We're going with a regular first day of the Rashi holds that it's a regular case of Soros. Tashma, he does a nemuad, Vishamon Reza, muad. Again, the same price we quoted twice already. He does lakat aydach. What's the case of he does? It must be a case where there was Soros. He danced around and then something shot out. So my laugh could go into Ovitz Lassa Zimni. What's the machlokas about whether it's a muad or not? It must be a case where you did it three times. Again, this is the machlokas. Mar Savar Yeshadah, Mar Savar Einadah. Is that the machlokas? The Gemara is low. Chad Zimna, it's only one case. It's a machlokas about Soros. But it's the first time, and it's the machlokas between Sumchis and the Rabbanan. Period. Okay, we'll stop there. We will continue tomorrow with more issues of Koach Kocho and how much you have to guard the tail of your animal in Rosh Hashanah and other issues. I'm sorry if there was an issue yesterday with the daf. Please, if there's any issue, feel free to email me and I will try to take care of it. But I hope that the daf is functioning properly now.